Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard. We've got some of that smoke at ground level, they're saying, from these Canadian wildfires this morning. And temperatures going up into the 80s, as you just heard. Chance for some thunderstorms later. We'll be watching that very closely. Meanwhile, you know, in the midst of all the news, one of the stories we haven't heard much about, anything to do with gun rights. However, just on Monday, a split Supreme Court rejected a pair of gun rights cases, though one conservative justice predicted the court would soon consider whether assault weapon bans are constitutional. And joining us is attorney Josh Prince, who is a big supporter of the Second Amendment. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. Where are you from originally?
Berks County, Pennsylvania.
And in Pennsylvania and around the country, at one point, there was a ban on assault weapons, but that ban expired, and then we've had them in place ever since, and some states are trying to ban AR-15 in particular, and this is what the Supreme Court may ultimately decide. So where do we stand at this point, based on their ruling on Monday?
Sure. So I do think that in the next term or two, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to take up what they refer to as an assault weapon ban. We saw both Justice Alito and Gorsuch issue a decision dissenting from the denial of certiorari, where basically the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the case right now. There were two cases, as you alluded to. One was from Maryland regarding its assault weapon ban. The other was from Rhode Island involving its high-capacity magazine ban. And in both those cases, certiorari was denied. But based on the dissents of Gorsuch and Alito, as well as Justice Clarence Thomas issued his own dissenting opinion, stating that, you know, clearly it seems that weapons such as the AR-15 and such are protected by the Second Amendment. Justice Kavanaugh concurred with the court declining to hear the case right this second, but then went on to say that he believes that these types of bans are likely unconstitutional, and also reaffirmed that he expects the court to take up a case in the next term or two. There's a whole slew of different possible reasons for why the court may have declined to hear the case right now. It only takes four justices to agree to hear a case for the case to be heard by the court. It could be that they don't believe they have enough justices to vote in favor of striking down the ban at the current time. It could be that the case doesn't present them with the exact issue that they want. They could believe that there's some factual issues that haven't yet been developed. So there are a lot of reasons why the court may have declined to hear these cases right now, and yet in the future will take up a case and strike down those types of laws.
How do you equate what the Second Amendment in its original form, when there were no such things as AR-15s or bump stocks or any of these things. Where do you push the limit to the ceiling? What in your mind on the in the Second Amendment? How far can it go?
So I think it's really interesting because we lose sight of the fact that when our country was founded, the government owned no arms. The only entities that owned any arms were the people, including cannons. Every type of arm that was known in existence was owned by the people, not the government. And what's more interesting is few people are aware of this, but there was a machine gun around during the First Continental Congress. And the First Continental Congress...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Congress even considered purchasing it. It's called the Puckle Gun. And so to the extent people argue that these types of arms were not around, that isn't necessarily 100% factually accurate. But as we've seen with the First Amendment, it was intended to protect devices that may not have been in existence at the time. For example, you know, just because a computer did not exist back when the founding of our country doesn't mean that under the First Amendment that a computer is not protected. And so the court has already addressed those issues in its prior cases, such as Bruin versus New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, as well as Heller.
We're with Josh Prince, attorney. And Josh, when we have heard a series over time of mass shootings, many of them involved in AR-15, what do you say to people that say it's too much? Why do you need an automatic weapon?
Well, to start with, an AR-15 isn't automatic. It is semi-automatic. Secondarily, if you actually look at all the FBI statistics in that, the AR-15 is used for defensive purposes quite frequently, where law-abiding individuals have a break-in to their home, multiple assailants, and use the AR-15 to protect themselves. It's also used for a lot of sporting purposes, so three-gun matches, things of that nature. The AR-15 is probably the predominant rifle that's used in those types of situations. And while there have been unfortunate, horrific attacks involving the AR-15, as well as other firearms, the other thing that people do not actually look to is the fact that far more offenses and crimes, including killing of people, is done through handguns. And obviously we know that handguns are protected under the Second Amendment. The court ruled as such in D.C. v. Heller. But there have been and will continue to be people who will contend that people shouldn't have an AR-15 just because of what it looks like. There are firearms that are far more capable than an AR-15 that you don't hear anyone talk about at the current time. And honestly, in certain situations, your 12-gauge shotgun can do far more damage to individuals in a crowded scenario than an AR-15.
What do we do with the untraceable ghost guns? How do we handle that?
So it's interesting that people continually point to the ghost gun issue, even though the fact remains that since our founding, people have manufactured their own firearms. And even before 1968, there was no federal requirement to even serialize any firearms, even if they were manufactured by a firearm manufacturer. And the other aspect that people don't consider is very few crimes, almost less than 1%, are ever determined based on a trace of a serial number and a manufacturer. We have to, unfortunately, be honest with ourselves that in today's world, what we see is law enforcement only becoming involved after a crime has been committed. And, you know, having a serial number or manufacturing marks really doesn't help the law enforcement departments determine, you know, who committed a particular crime. So, you know, in a large part, there are hundreds of thousands of firearms in circulation that don't have serial numbers, don't have manufacturing marks, and it doesn't change the fact that, you know, those guns aren't generally used in crimes.
Well, we'll see if the Supreme Court does consider whether assault weapons bans are constitutional at some point in the future. Josh Prince, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Larry. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.